ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden in Germany for a day of meetings made his first public comments on the killing of the Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar.
The death of the leader of Hamas represents a moment of justice. He had the blood of Americans and Israelis, Palestinians and Germans and so many others on his hands.
He said he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace. Sinwar was considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. It's 18 days from Election Day, and Michigan is the destination for both former President Trump and Vice President Harris. They have campaign events today in the state. The Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, who was convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. His supporters include politicians from both sides of the aisle. And NHTSA says it's investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of crashes in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News. He's Andrew Dimbert. Artificial intelligence giving hope to people with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, the progressive and devastating neurological disease. April Kerner's a mother of three from Maryland. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has her story.
April types what she wants to say with her eyes, and the program generates a voice based on recordings taken from when she was able to speak. For April's kids, it means they get to hear a voice they thought they would never hear again.
Once upon a time, in a small coastal town by the sea.
April sharing her story, told in her own voice.
Despite the difficulties I face, I am determined to keep fighting for my family.
April's condition requires around-the-clock care, but technology is really improving her quality of life.
Beyond Halloween, there's going to be less chocolate and more candy on store shelves. The cost of cocoa is driving up chocolate prices and forcing retailers to cut back on the amounts they stock. Some are turning to candy treats. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Badgers and the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin takes on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked, how has the Badgers' offensive line improved this season?
I would say as much as anything is just their ability to play together. You know, we've had consistency up front in particular. across the board. But I think their ability to, you know, figure out what it is that they do well and play together.
NFL, the Packers host the 5-1 Texans on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Dallas, 109-84. The Bucks finished the preseason 1-3. Were the rookies paying attention last night to head coach Doc Rivers?
Well, sometimes they hear you, sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's so many things going on in their mind. When I think they're struggling hearing it, I say less. When I think they're open to hearing it, I say more. And you just got to have a good read.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, what is joy and how do you find it? I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. We'll take you to one place with joy in its name, the joy of music and more.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app heading into a phenomenal weekend. I'll be at Kimberly High School tonight, Kimberly against Appleton North. You going to be at that one, Mark Houston?
No, I think I'm going to go north tonight.
Why? Okay, I don't quite get that. You live 4 minutes away.
I live like a four-minute walk.
Let me ask you, the last time you came to a game in Kimberly, you literally walked there. I remember that.
Yeah, I do. We can see the stadium. And
is your son going to be there?
Yeah, I don't know if he will. But okay. It's tonight. I think I'm going
north. Son, not your son. Your co-worker that we had last year from Kimberly.
Oh, yeah.
Evan.
Yeah.
Evan.
Jim Evan will be there. He's a diehard. Bo Evan is his son.
Right.
And he's going to West Pier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's two guys from Kimberly leaving the backyard coming up north.
Yeah. We're just
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine.
We jump across. I think tonight I'm going to Oconto.
Okay.
And Peshtigo.
Okay.
It's because I haven't been to a Peshtigo game, and that's one of the schools I covered.
Oh, okay. Good for you. And
tell our listeners
again.
I
thought of you the other day, Jim, when I went through Marinette, but I thought they'd be cold. I was going to grab you a, what's the name of the place in Marinette?
For the weed?
Mickey Lou's.
You have
charcoal burrow hamburgers.
You gotta go to, we talked about
you
that.
You have to go to Mickey Lou's.
And I'm big on that. Wasn't it National Cheeseburger Day? We talked about that or something.
Yeah.
That Mickey Lou's. I thought you were talking about something else.
No, Mickey Lou's. I don't know how good they'd be cold and warmed up though.
That's what I'm saying. Good. I don't think I'd want a Mickey Lou's down here.
No.
You gotta drive up there and they have some of the best pie.
The parking lot was full.
Yeah.
It must be a lot of like construction worker places. Everybody had a big jacked up four-wheel drive type stuff in the parking lot.
I don't know. You can get me one. I heated them up. I would do it in a microwave. I'd put it, you know, in a pan on the stove, like have it steamed up a little bit.
Okay, steam it up.
With linens, though, John.
And with the good proper linens. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. I'm not even. You know what? I'm gonna break the thing because everybody's expect. I like to do the unexpected. I'm not gonna ask you about the pinched nerve in my neck that goes all the way across the top of my shoulders. Not even going to ask him. Not going to mention a word. Not going to say a thing. So anyway, hi, Mark.
Hey, I do want to come back, though.
Free advice. Yeah.
Jim, last week, I think you asked about like warming up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and can you get injured if you don't, or cool down? You know, and it's you know, I want to, this is a great example this week. It got cold on, what, Monday, Tuesday?
With that wind and everything, it's freezing cold.
You know, and so last night, I went out and walked late last night.
Beautiful.
The moon was beautiful, but I told my wife there was no wind. I don't think there was any wind, and
that makes all the difference.
It was so easy to walk last night, and that was at 8 o'clock. But on Monday and Tuesday, if you would have went out at 6 o'clock,
it
was cold. It was windy, and that's that whole point of. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's your calf. It doesn't matter if it's your Achilles or your quad. your whole body. Plus, you start adding layers, and it's harder to do some of those things. So, yeah you do have to warm up a little bit.
Are there, it seems like this technology keeps going on and on and on. I remember the first time they came out with shirts, a type of T-shirt where it wicks your sweat away. And what are some of the, that industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, finding things for people who are active outside to wear, where it doesn't constrict you, but it still keeps your body heat in. What's the latest?
Well, you're right. I mean, that industry of, you know, we all just used to wear cotton shirts.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, it's wicking things away.
Yeah.
And how do we, you know, even for, you know, sweat and smell, and there's a lot of technology that's out there. It does. I mean, trust me, you wear a dry fit shirt compared to a cotton shirt, you can tell the weight.
No question.
There's clothes out there now that are, you can wear them to work and then you can go for a walk and come back. You don't have to change. And I think that makes it just super easy to go for a walk, sweat a little bit, not a lot of it.
Let's be honest. We all at times are looking for an excuse of, I probably should.
Exactly. I don't have my clothes.
Yeah. But I guarantee you down here, you know, in downtown Green Bay, over the lunch hour, you have people that leave some of these businesses and go for a walk.
Oh, go on the trail. Same thing. Stuff. Yeah. Everybody's in dress clothes from noon till 1:30.
Yeah, they'll throw on their, you know, they may be in dress shoes during the day, but then they throw on their tennis shoes.
You'll see lots of women out there in the fashionable skirt and blouse and what are in tennis shoes and walking 2 miles.
Yep. So, I mean, it's great. I mean, you can get them in. Again, it's during the light, you know, because when they go home at 5:36.
Right, start now. Start.
Back in my old job, we...
Which one was that?
Dog parks.
When you work at KI? Is that the one?
Yeah. That's
all right.
Dog parks. And we were talking... It's kind of the same group of people that go there. And it said, isn't this great that these dogs are running around getting exercise? And I'm like, you know what? We should probably think of doing that too. You know, because you sit at the picnic table and, you know, so my idea, I didn't tell you this, Johnny, was to have those exercise bikes in the park, watch your dog and pedal.
That's actually not a bad idea.
You know, because dogs make you go walk, but if you take them to the park, it's a little bit cheating. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny because when I go to CVS from here, I walk past park.
That's right.
And same thing the other day. Like six people sitting on the picnic table talking. And here these dogs just kind of sniffing around.
Or they're running. Some of those dogs really run. And they. But what's really weird is when they're sitting in the park and smoking. It's like, shouldn't we be doing what they're doing?
Yeah. I mean, you can't bother me now. I'm walking the dog at the
exactly.
park. Yeah.
Go exercise the dog. And it's
got a couple of quick texts here. Yeah. The crew officiating Mark's game tonight is from Marinette. Mickey Lou's delivery coming up.
Ooh.
All right.
It's another one. Very good one.
Shout out to Bellin. I stopped in the Titletown walk-in clinic the other day. It was the most fabulous medical experience I've ever had. Todd from Green Bay.
Yep. I mean, we have a walk-in clinic that's open not just to athletes. I just heard this again. We've been open since 17. And someone says, we thought this building was for just athletes or just kids. It's open for everyone. We just had for 2 years, 3 years. We had our total joint surgeons working out there. Now they're in our new surgery center out on Wabi Lane. So, no, our Titletown Clinic, free walk-in clinic, the ability to come over. You know, you could sprain an ankle mowing the lawn. As an adult, you could be a young kid. You don't always have to rush into the emergency rooms. We're trying to save those emergency rooms for emergency patients.
You know, another thing I saw that there's, I always love going on, whatever, the internet for different lists of things or whatever. But one of them was one of the most common injuries, and this sounds crazy, okay? A very common injury is somebody slipping on the ice, but not going down, but by doing something really awkward to save themselves. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many injuries come from that.
John, there's people that'll say, you know, how'd you injure your neck or how'd you injure your back? I bent over to pick up an envelope.
Oh, I lifted my son out of a car seat and herniated two discs.
So it's... Yeah, I mean, you could stop by and the athletic trainers could evaluate you. And the great thing is sometimes people say, geez, this is serious. So we do get some people in to see our doctor right away for an x-ray. Sometimes it's, hey, try these exercises and see how you progress.
We have to tell Ethan about you. They got that hybrid wrestling thing tonight, and that's right over by you. That's at Badger State. So yeah. You're there for them too, yeah?
I just said... that would be a sport would be interesting for our medical staff.
I agree.
It would be.
Although I will say one thing about that sport. They are trained. It's almost like with boxing. Like when I just screwed around with that a little bit. And for 2 weeks, you basically don't throw a punch. You learn how to defend yourself and how to, you know what I mean? It's like that's the most important thing. But, and these wrestlers, the number one thing they teach them, as to how to do these crazy things off the ropes and
how
not
to
get
fall,
hurt.
How to land. Yeah, how to land. Yeah. I bet you that's what a lot of it is. It's not, you probably know how to do some of these things. You're athletic enough, but it's how to land, how to protect their body.
Exactly. So and but you make it look bad. Like he was saying, watching Charlie Chaplin and I forget who the other guy was from the silent film era. And they said the same thing. And those guys, the pratfalls, those guys, the physicality of that and how they never got hurt. I mean, that's the real key.
Yeah. Because you're, and your body, can you imagine doing that for practicing for an hour?
Yeah.
And then waking up the next day?
I mean, I got to say one thing, though, you guys. Okay. So last week we had one of your surgeons on at our game.
Dr. Lichty.
Bayport, yeah. Why are they so young looking? I mean, I can't imagine laying there and this kid, or sure, I'm serious, this doctor, full doctor, who walks in who... Well, you know what I mean? They're so young looking. Am I getting that old that these surgeons are looking young?
John, I'm getting old.
Okay. But, that,
but would
that,
you I mean, agree that with
is,
me, though?
That is really, like, we could kind of stomach the athletes being younger than we are. But these
and
doctors.
Now the coaches, and now general managers and team owners.
I went to take my daughter to something. The doctor was a surgery thing. And this was Dookie Hauser. This kid looked, I'm not kidding you, 16. And I'm not, like, exaggerating. He really looked young. And I said to him, how many of these have you done? And he didn't like that. He's like, look, I'm a graduate of Michigan. And you know, he really laid into me a little bit. And I'm like, look, I'm sorry. Am I the first person to ask you how young you are? The guy's like, no, I guess that's the only question I ever get, you know. But he was very good. He was a great surgeon. But we just have to accept that they're smarter than we are. But that I can accept. But
Jim, you bring up a great point of you have to, as a patient, you want to know, hey, am I number three?
Yeah.
Or am I number 300?
Is this
300?
A rare thing?
Or,
right.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's, I mean, it's like, hey, what happens, you know, is it rare or is what you're doing, do you do these every, even if you do them 5 times a week, how many have you done?
Yeah, no, I asked, it's like the piano player, right? The more you play, the better you are. And I like people who do hernia surgery, who do all that stuff.
And I think it's also a balance, just like myself. When I went to school, what they had for schooling 30 years ago and what the athletic trainers come out now. Athletic trainers now technically go through suturing, dry needling. There's just a lot of science that I never went through.
I could never stick a needle into myself or another human being. Yep. Thus, I will not have a career in sports medicine. Could you?
Well, I've always laughed because my mom said I hated the medicine field. I had a brother who we had to go see our neighbor who was an orthopedic surgeon. I hated going to those appointments. And I was one who went into healthcare.
Yeah.
And my brother, he's in finance. You know, I mean, so it's.
But you either have that or you don't have it.
Yeah.
It's like an artist, I think. You either are okay with sticking a needle in somebody and stitching them up or you're not.
However, if, you know, the occasion demands it, you will. You know what I'm saying? There was those needles. I don't know why people are so afraid. They are so sharp. I mean, you can't even feel a needle anymore.
I
mean,
no, I will agree with that. When I was a kid, you get those penicillin shots. It's like they tuck a turkey baster or something in your arm.
That's true. Now it's like unbelievable.
I was just going to say, some of the nurses that do flu shots and vaccinations, whatever, they're so good at doing these things now. Doesn't matter if it's for a kid or adult. You know, my son had a flu shot. He's almost 10, but it was probably back when he was 5, 6, you know, he's thinking this is going to be the worst thing.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden he's like, is it done? It's like, it was done. Oh, it was
so
done a minute ago.
Right.
My sister, we had this old doctor. I mentioned his name before. I won't mention him again because you said it didn't sound like a very flattering name for a doctor, but either way, he broke a needle. Gave my sister a shot one time. She was, broke the needle.
No.
Broke the needle. Yeah. Had to pull the rest out with like a player's. True story. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's mention his name. Let's get the lawsuit going. Wow.
Mark Hewson in the house. Bell and Sports Medicine. James Campen, former Green Bay Packers center, will be joining us. This could be fun. We got our music series, Glam Band. Dennis will be here. Brad Bordini, a great musician. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax on everyday products It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver. And at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. Beautiful night for high school football tonight. I'll tell you what, this season, we talk about it every Friday, Mark, but this has been the greatest fall for high school football that I've ever experienced in my lifetime.
Yeah, John, I agree. I have you guys had a night of a rain?
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's the and we talked about, I said this last week when we were stepping off, was get out. Take your family out tonight. I don't care where you are in Northeast Wisconsin. If you can hear this radio show,
yeah,
get out.
Just experience a high school game.
Take your kids out even to halftime.
Right.
And it's, you know, you don't have to bundle them up. You throw a sweatshirt on.
Yep.
And,
perfect,
you know,
fall weather.
If your kids want gloves, but I mean, you could leave at halftime and not be cold.
Now, did you stay for the whole game last week at Bayport?
No. we didn't.
What did you miss?
We
the
were
finish?
Jumping around. We did see, we watched you guys on TV. I saw the finish. I still remember you guys going, are they going to bring out the field goal? And
yeah. Well, I just, a 49, I would have thought if the kicker was pretty, I had no idea how good this kicker was. Okay. But I know the type of arm that quarterback
that's
has.
Yep.
And he has those tall receivers. So I could have seen almost like what Aaron Rodgers did again Monday night against, you know, with the Jets. A Hail Mary that one of his guys would go up higher than everybody else and catch. And I asked Coach Greyson after the game, I said, when you guys were on the 33 or whatever it was, I said, did you think he could get it in the air? Because that'd probably be, or the 43, a 50-yard pass. And he goes, yeah, it would have been tough. I said, I didn't know you were playing for a field goal.
I even thought, you said it on the radio.
I mean, who in high school plays for a 49-yard field goal?
That's
the Packers. Last week couldn't do that.
But when you said that, I'm thinking, even if he throws it and gets it to the 10 with some of those receivers and they run it,
right,
and just try it.
Right.
I thought that, you know, hey, Chris's son is having a great season. Let's give him his arm.
Yeah. But this kicker came in, I'll tell you what, he had so much confidence. 49 yards.
Yeah.
I mean,
I believe I'm pretty sure I heard from one of our staff, he's also a soccer player.
Great soccer player. And he's got the leg. But you just don't expect to see a team attempt a 49. And you know what's funny, though? The first game we did, Oshkosh West against Preble, the Oshkosh West kid kicked a 49-yarder. And that's now to see two in high school in 1 year, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's high school kickers, and you don't see a lot of great kickers. And sometimes you don't even see great extra points.
No, right.
So it's
did you see that one in the Jets game the other night? The guy from Buffalo? That was
unbelievable.
That might rank as the worst miss in national for an extra point in National Football League history.
He missed two, didn't he?
Well, but that first one he missed was like
even Troy Avery goes, "What was that?"
Exactly. Yeah, that, you know, and look, these guys are getting paid. They're pros. That was not good.
But by the way, Texter, of course, Green Bay East, Green Bay West tonight.
Yep.
It's going to be, what, 120 years now?
I was just going to say that's got to be coming up at least on.
Yeah.
120, 100,
yeah, 100, I went to the,
115,
115, because I went to the 100-year game. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yep, I would say.
And it's the schools have changed. You know, there wasn't an actual.
They've won a couple of games now, though.
I think West has got two wins.
Yeah.
And East has got
one or two.
One, maybe.
I mean, I hate to say that's, but I mean.
Yeah, you know what? It's a start, though. You know, we too many times people. We give everyone the accolades to these teams that are going 8-0, 9-0, which is great. We also need to, you know, tell people, hey, some of these teams that are doing only getting the 1-2-3
they're working
wins,
just as hard.
Exactly. And if they can kind of continue and build on that, that's what we need to do.
Absolutely. I always have talked about this before, though, too. Like, you know, you got that star player out there, and people think, oh, I want to hire that guy to be my sales guy. I want that guy on the end of the bench that hardly ever plays, but he practices his butt off every week. Gets smacked around in the hamburger squad, whatever, but he doesn't miss a practice. He doesn't miss a weightlifting section. I want to hire that kid.
Yeah, and that's why it's, you know, it's great. We've got these, you know, teams that are just finishing up. Everyone's done after tonight with the regular season.
Right.
Playoffs start next week. So
for a lot of this last time they put on a football jersey.
Yeah, a lot of seniors are this will be the last night, last day that they can go through this. The boys of fall.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's tough when you play that last game, it's like, wow. I lived my life through my 18 years or 17 years for this, to play for my hometown team, and then, boom, it's over.
And to take it in, you know, to spend that extra time on the field tonight, no matter win or loss. You know what I mean? You don't know you don't know with an injury if this is going to be your last time you're going to play on those games. So it's one of those things. Take advantage of it.
You know, no question.
Again, what a great night. It doesn't matter where you're at tonight. It's just going to be a beautiful night to watch football games.
Oh, and I love where you guys are going to be. Peshtigo Marinette, that area up there?
Yeah, tonight it's Peshtigo O'Connell. Both teams have struggled this year, but it's a
You know what? It'll be an evenly matched football game then.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes you do see some great
games.
That's
all you want.
I think that's important, that evenly matched. I don't think it's good when you're 14 or 15 to get blown out 69-3.
You're right.
Yeah,
it's tough, and I don't know.
Of course, I had the record for being pinned the fastest, so I guess I'm almost over. It's 55 years, 18 seconds, I think. Could have been 11.
I think it'd take me 9.
to pin you.
I think it was 18.
I did say I thought maybe the two of you guys could go on that wrestling and do like a celebrity.
Actually, yes. I would really like, yes. I can't. Yes.
Not tonight.
I would pull something.
Not tonight because
no, we want to do it.
John would just lay down tonight.
Like my dog, just roll on his back. I'd
like to be a ref at one of those.
That would be the 20th is, now tonight they're wrestling, right? And this is at Badger State Brewery, which is a cool place.
I mean, great place.
But the 20th is their final of the year.
That's right.
They award the big belt and everything. And I'm going to that for sure. I already wrote that
to
down.
To win the belt?
Yeah.
No, but it would be fun to. I don't know. Would I wrestle? Probably not. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Well, I will say this, though. It's the same thing. The number one thing you got to worry about is hurting yourself. Not the other guy. You just got to worry about hurting yourself.
You're right. I'm not going to.
Landing wrong, doing something like that. That's because it doesn't take much.
I'm just thinking maybe, you know, you want to do chair yoga. Maybe you guys do chair wrestling.
Chair yoga. Ways to go. Got a ways to go.
You could kind of weave, John. John, weave.
Yeah. Well, you do chair yoga like this. And you go over here. And then with the other... You go here, and then sooner or later, it weaves back together. There you go.
Hey, Mark, I know you do a lot with...
Jim says my stories weave.
With There's another guy who weaves, too, and he admitted it. Oh, my God. I can't believe he finally admitted that he weaves, because he is all over the board. Anyway, Bellin.
Yep.
Healthcare's changing a little bit, like a lot of it in Green Bay, and I just... how are things going? I mean, you got... the sisters, you know, you've got you guys and you've got Aurora. I mean, those are our three systems. You think we need another one? Do you think?
No. I mean, I'm going to say no. It just, we don't need to be, you know, just tying it up. It's just, it's one of those things. We've got enough here. So.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, because we want to be we want to be more than just Green Bay, right? We want to have people come in from Marinette, Shawano, O'Connell, and we want to be a hub of medical. And I'm just... if that's what we're going to be, do we have the bones to do that? And you're saying yes.
Yes.
That's awesome.
All right. We'll be back with more with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin cheesemakers make a move to protect their most valuable assets, their employees. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I'll give you details on this new alliance with OSHA next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
This new alliance announced yesterday in Madison involves the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and the Wisconsin Safety and Health Consultation Program. They're boosting their relationship to support their most important asset, their employees. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers explains.
We're really excited to enter into an alliance with OSHA because dairy processors believe that their most valuable asset are the people who work for them, right? The people who work every day to make delicious, nutritious dairy products. It's critically important that we work with regulators as opposed to at odds with them. And for the past 2 years now, we've had a very open dialogue with OSHA about things like lockout, tagout, machine guarding, hazard communication. And what we've seen is a real reduction in the number of any even minor incidents within dairy processing facilities.
Rebecca Sweeney, she's with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Under this new alliance, they're sharing information on safety laws and standards and OSHA initiatives. They're encouraging communication between OSHA and industry to provide input on issues and try to innovate safety solutions. And they're developing resources for the dairy processing industry on common workplace hazards, worker rights, and employer responsibilities. More available at MidwestFarmReport.com.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
And the Wisconsin DNR is suspending burning permission in 25 counties across the state of Wisconsin due to our dry weather. Again, more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Have you
ever reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to FishOnMarinette.com to learn more.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to FishOnMarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Oh, this show does unfold. I'll tell you that. Right, Todd?
It does. Hey, can I say something really quick before you do the Pella commercial? Jim's mom was in yesterday, and she did not know that she could watch you guys on Facebook.
Oh!
So Jim helped get her set up on Facebook so she can tune in and actually watch you guys.
Actually, I want to give the credit to Jesse, who she liked. Oh, he's a nice boy. I said, yeah, actually.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, but hold on. Don't put too much stock into that, okay? Her credibility is not great along those lines. You know what? Well, she once said, I like Johnny. He seems like a nice boy.
When we first started,
man,
that was
she
a year
missed
ago.
The mark on that.
That's
one.
What I
know.
Mean,
that's
so
why I said,
nice
I
said that. But
she was spot on with Jesse. He does a great job here.
So is she listening or watching right now? Do we need to wave at your mom?
I would think she's watching now. Yes, but she, my mother's awesome, but she says the rosary every day. And it's 22 minutes, so she's got to work that into our. Yeah, I know who doesn't.
I mean, one time? Just one?
That's crazy.
John, let me ask you a few questions about the rosary.
I know.
John,
the rosary.
Can you do 5
no,
seconds?
No, let's not do it. That's...
I can do the rosary.
Holy. Okay,
we'll wait till the next break.
Like,
what about
it's like
going
name
with...
that tune? I can do the rosary in five minutes.
In 5 beads.
I forget.
I can do it in 4 beads.
Some of the prayers. Once you get down towards the end, I think I skipped that part.
And yada, yada, yada. I've mentioned this.
Hey, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Plus, Pella offers custom doors, innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, zero interest up to 36 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends October 31st. Get started at PellaWI.com.
Love them. That shades between the two panes of glass. Do you have that? John?
No, I do not.
That is a cool thing.
Do you guys?
I need it.
It's
I have
it's
the
great.
Old school where I have the insert and take it off.
Oh
to
my
clean
God!
It.
No.
What a joke.
Nope.
What a joke.
And
so
the thing is, when you buy your windows, I think you really have to. It looks great. I like the color. That. Tell me about how to. How much maintenance is in this? You know,
exactly.
Like you got to, because the guys who come over and wash your windows, they're going to want to know how easy it is to do it, right?
Absolutely. So, no question.
The guys who come over to wash the windows, who's washing your windows?
There's a company, $10 a window, as long as you use them twice a year.
All right.
That's a good deal.
I just did all of my windows.
Yourself.
Yes.
You could pull a muscle inside. Doing that, Mark.
Nope. That's something we do spring and fall, and we all said, ooh. That one big window that the sun keeps on hitting is dirty. So we usually do them right before my son's birthday, and it's just been a crazy year. So I washed all the inside windows last Thursday night, I believe.
Wow. Look at you.
I just want to get Pella.
He gets the bell on that.
He does. Yes. That is great you did that. And I'm going to, Pella, I just want to say about their glass. I got to talk to Mike about that or John. I think their glass is better. Do birds hit your window?
Because they can...
Well, they think it's clear. They just think it's clear. Oh. And I never got a chip tins. Out of the window. Whereas
okay, you know what I've always wondered about
times
that, though?
To do that. Oh, they do hit the
window. I had one hit me in Ledger. It was a like a sapsucker bird or something. It's like this big with a yellow all over him. It's a really pretty bird. I mean, if it was... I mean, he had a broken wing. No, it's huge. Just like a woodpecker size or bigger. I thought to myself, my God, I wish this had happened like 40 years ago. I would have mounted this thing and have him up on the shelf. That would look so cool. With the colors that he has.
Hopefully it wasn't Big Bird.
No, it was something. But what I'm saying is, here's the thing I can't figure out about that when a bird hits, it's a window of a house. Okay? Why did he want to go into that house?
He didn't. He thought it was just clear sailing.
Okay, but what's behind that window? Can he perceive that
it's a window?
Maybe it's like, I think he sees, it's like a mirror on the outside maybe a little bit
okay.
As they're coming in, right? So he sees sky and all that
stuff.
Okay.
And it probably depends on the time of the year, I bet you,
sure.
With reflections.
Like, right.
All
right.
They hit those things pretty hard.
Maybe. Oh, they do? Nikki's here. Hi, Nikki.
Morning.
Hey, Nikki has been my nurse over the last 2 days. She's been my unofficial physical therapist.
I don't get paid enough for this.
No,
at all.
Sure don't.
No. So
she's doing that at kindness of her heart.
So what kind of a patch did you put on me today, Nikki?
Lidocaine.
Lidocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good.
Yeah.
I put some of the balm on. That didn't work last night, though.
Tiger balm.
But it smelled great. I love the smell of that. But Mark, I bet every one of us has had that kid in class.
That's the musk.
In husk.
Of John Mino.
The Mino musk.
our new fragrance, Mino Musk. Guys love it, and so do the ladies.
And now, Super Mino Sheen.
I love it.
When you also want to glow for the ladies.
Absolutely.
When you want to look like a glazed ham.
Absolutely.
Is it glow or are you sweating that out is what that is?
A little both.
Meat sweats?
Because John just talked about, yes, years ago you had heat.
Yes.
You could get different balms depending
heat.
On
Todd
the...
Todd said you can still find that.
Yes. Oh, you probably can. And I guarantee you, if you go to some training rooms out there, there's probably the hot stuff, which...
They used to have these big, almost like, what
tubs.
Was your, tubs, and a big...
you take a tongue depressor.
Tongue depressor, and then scoop out that stuff and rub it all over you.
Yeah.
Sounds like PAX.
But you would have to wear that to school at times.
Oh.
And you're sitting in class, and everybody's kind of looking, what? In the, and you know it's that one kid that plays sports, and he's got heat on.
Yeah. But isn't heat also what you put into your gas tank?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different type of heat. You know what was the meanest thing? Jim, I could see somebody doing this to you.
Uh-oh.
Todd, you're...
I know where you're going, John.
Yeah. Marcus did, already...
No, everybody says that. That's... No.
Oh, people did that.
Oh, it happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
On the
what
PPE,
happened in my high school...
They would put it in a jock strap. Or they'll put it on like a...
slider.
Sliders, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd put it on and you would start working out and all of a sudden... Man,
you start
I'm starting to
sweating,
sweat,
it's just like
and then
crazy
it, you're kicking
hot.
It, and it gets hot.
Yeah,
and you see people, and it's like you're almost you're on fire.
Oh yikes. Yeah, yikes. Oh, people used to do that.
No way, Jose.
Oh yeah,
oh, you yeah. youpers, you're ruthless up there.
Oh no, it's Wisconsin too. But anyway, what did you bring in for me here, Nikki?
What do you think, training device? What is this called? What is this unofficially?
Did you bring it in, or did you bring it in?
Probably something. No,
no,
Nikki
I.
Did.
It, oh, right, here we go. What is
trigger management? A trigger.
Acu-mobility.
And that's for like a massage.
So it's
type
like
thing?
A stability ball,
right? Is that what it's for? Like,
well,
ooh, I like
you
that.
Can yeah, you could do it that way, or you. Some people will have a hard time getting their arms up like that, so they'll put it on the ground. It's flat.
Oh, and lay on it,
and then lay
well,
back.
Nikki
on it.
Actually suggested correct. I lay on a golf ball.
Yeah, well, yeah,
or a tennis ball tennis. Yesterday.
And golf balls. I'll tell you, golf balls are tough. It's because they're so hard. You could. Not really hurt yourself, but it's so sensitive.
Right.
Tennis balls are probably better.
Okay.
A little
more forgiving.
Yeah. We use a golf ball for my son, who 14, so a lot of those ligaments in the foot.
Yeah, plantar fasciitis. Or
I had that. Yes, and that's what Stevers. The doctor told me, roll my foot on that.
Yeah, that I would recommend that for your
feet. It stretches the tendons or something?
Yeah, you're just trying to stretch out. Mm-hmm. Your bottom of your foot is, you think there's not much down there? It is layers upon layers. So what you're trying to do is just stretch out that area.
Right.
So
that does work.
If you have plantar fasciitis and people said, like some people say, oh, the golf ball's in the freezer. Why do we have a golf ball in the freezer? Well, it's cold and it's hard. And then you roll your foot over the top of it.
So for the feet, it is okay.
Yeah. Because I think it's really what you need. But something like this, it's hard with a golf ball. You'd have the golf ball shooting all over your apartment.
You know another thing, though, I want to bring this up from the old Timber Rattlers, where they just had like a universal station basically in the thing way back. What they have now is such state of the art, and baseball has like gotten into your world, Mark. Baseball used to be like hardly anything as far as, you know.
Right, ice. That's it.
Ice, that was it.
And guys now they get overweight. Away. They're going away from ice after throwing, after
a lot of
recovery.
You go through training. That I would probably say that's the biggest thing that most public doesn't realize.
Right?
When I went through school, it was ice.
Yeah.
Ice.
Miracle.
You iced cured, all your pictures everything. Afterwards. Nikki knows the gentleman that I went through training, and he flipped it, and I've always... So now it's you ice, but you don't ice until... So we've talked about lactic acid.
Right.
So it's a matter of, like, guys get you get fined if a pitcher doesn't get on the bike and ride for 20 to 30 minutes. And
after he pitched.
After he pitched, because you're trying to flush the system, then has to do their shoulder exercises. We call them soup exercises because that's the gentleman, Jim Campbell was a guy.
Oh.
Soup Campbell.
Yeah.
So he taught, to me it was a class, to every rookie pitcher that came in, the most educational, because... What it was what muscles do you need now that you're at the major leagues? You got by in high school, you blew through in college, you're at the major leagues. So how do you have to take care of your body if you're on a 5-man rotation or 6-man rotation? And if you don't do these things, you got, I think it was like a $50 or $100 fine every day.
And this is the minor leagues?
This is minor leagues.
Wow. So that's a $5,100. That's a lot of money in the minor leagues.
Yeah. That's a lot of PB&J.
That's why they figured it out real quick of, I have to do these exercises. That's kind of like going back of, you have to be disciplined, with, as Jim talked about. You have to stretch in the morning. It gets cold in Wisconsin. It's not the 85 degrees when you walk. So, yeah, and as well as then you get done, just a cool down. It could be a walk down the block. That's your cool down. But you have to do those things because you're going to say, I woke up the next day and I'm stiff or I can't do something. So,
and then you won't do it again.
Correct. Right.
So yeah. that take that 5-10 minutes, that cool down, and I told you I got a trainer. But, yeah, that's important to me. I do not want to be sore. I don't like going anyway. I don't like going to work out. I just think I go, oh, wait, give it a couple weeks. I'm like, I'm not there yet. Go give it a couple months. I'm not there yet. Like, I don't like doing that, but I have to do that.
And that's why your trainer is so valuable to help you
right.
into and out of a workout.
But if I was sore, that would be tough for me to go back. So you know what I'm saying?
So I think excuses start.
Right. But anyway, I you got to exercise, especially at our age. You got to work out. Got to do something. But I just wish I liked it more. But anyway, that's not what we're here to
I don't
talk
think
about.
That's uncommon, though. I remember I think it was Venus Williams or Maria Sharapova, the Russian tennis players. But somebody asked, you know, this has got to be the greatest job in the world, playing tennis for great money, traveling the world. Are there any negatives? And both of them said, workout day.
Yeah.
It's right. Like, what? I got a trainer that just kicks my butt. I dread workout day.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not just, you know, it's kind of universal in some ways.
That's why I love Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Days off.
And weekends. I just, but it's important. But
also hats off to you because you go.
Like, yeah, I passed my 100.
Like it or not, you go.
That's huge.
Yeah. That is a huge commitment.
We have to do that.
You know, I've always said, even if you start walking,
right,
I guarantee you, if you have not walked for 10 years, let's say, and you have to now walk a half a mile or a mile, you're going to say, oh, man.
Yeah.
You got to push through that. You know, you don't have to go the next day and do it right away. But say, I'm going to do it 3 times a week. And you're going to realize within 2-3 weeks, you're like, geez, that 1 mile, that was nothing now. You know, but many times people like walking, they say, well, let's go on a 4-mile walk. That's way too much to start.
Even mentally, like when I go for a walk, I just do it by time.
Yes.
Certain number of minutes. And that's easier. But,
yes.
But sometimes that's discouraging if you put out too, you know, that carrots dangle right. too high. It's easy if you just say, my shins are really hurting.
John, the other thing that we've talked about is what I just don't do it. How many steps do you get in? John does. I don't worry about that because I think that there's a false anymore.
I just go by, I just set my little stopwatch and I'll walk X number of minutes one way and I stop and I turn around.
Because, John, I think you would agree that there's probably some steps on there that never got counted.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, geez, was I 2,000 short? And now I need to go further.
If you want entertainment, though, you ask Johnny to pull up his pedometer because I think one day you had under 500 steps. So
why are you bringing that up?
I think that was.
Why could you talk about days I had like 15,000?
That was a Sunday.
Because my activity level looks like that as well, like a really bad Richter scale. You've got nothing. You've got a very large spike.
But we do come on the show and we do talk about exercise a lot and how important the steps. But at the end of the day, it's kind of what you take in. You know, like 70% of your health is
diet. It's huge.
And
I said, I saw that thing. If you want to work on your upper body or whatever, hit the weight room hard. If you want to work on your abs, stay out of the kitchen. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like on National Mashed Potato Day.
I'll be the first person to admit, last night, yes, I walked. I also sat there and watching the baseball games, and I had a bowl of ice cream of moose something, moose tracks. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I told my wife, "Don't be bringing that home." That was my final. I guess he loved it, but man, that's dangerous stuff.
I will say that about the discipline of working out. I have to, because I'm paying a trainer, but the discipline of not eating—that's hard.
Yep.
Because it's so plentiful here in this, I'm saying this country, but just anywhere, everywhere. I mean, I like shopping, I like cooking, and I got to find something else to do. And it's, I don't know, I'm working on it. John, you have a good cook, right? You like my food.
Yeah, no question.
I'm sure it's delicious, Jim.
We got to take a quick break. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, Nikki Z in the house. James Campen, former Green Bay Packers center, who is a phenomenal guy, will be joining us. Glam Band Dennis will be joining us. Brad Bordini with live music and the Heights Pub and Parlor series. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Once again, on Saturday mornings, they've got that walk-in clinic that is just sensational. To be able to walk in there and have one of their sports physicians, not really a physician, sports... Not a physician, sports.
Attending, what is it
called? Mark, what's the official title of
therapist?
Therapist. Athletic. Sports therapist.
What is it? Athletic trainer?
Trainer, yeah. Have one of them look at you for whatever.
It's pretty well, simple. It's Friday, you can tell.
Yeah, it is. I always want to call all those people doctors.
Yeah.
They don't mind that. The other thing that I guess to mention that.
I got a buddy, I used to be a roommate, and he worked as like, I forget whatever it was in the hospital, but he had to wear scrubs like everybody does. And he walks in to like literally pick up the towels, and some lady goes, "Oh, hello, doctor! I'm so glad you're here. Let me show you." And she's like, "No, I'm just here to pick up the towels."
It sounds like something from Scrubs, that old TV show.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say that walk-in clinic. I mean, they have the people there, but boy, do they have the equipment there.
Oh, state of the art.
They spent a lot of money on that equipment.
Like pretty much the same thing that the Green Bay Packers use.
It is.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly the same.
Anyway, that's the place to go.
No, it's really cool if they do.
You don't have to be an athlete to go there.
No. In a few minutes, we've got James Campen coming up. He was a great center for the Green Bay Packers. And you know what's interesting? I remember one of the – I don't know if it was Don Davey or Matt Brock in our Packer throwback Fridays, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over, when I said, if you lined up all the Packer players you've ever played with and you've got a chance – in their prime, you got a chance to start a new team, who would be your first pick? And I don't remember which one it was, and they said James Campen. Because he was such a great leader, and he's just, you know, knuckles to the ground type of guy.
Was that Makowski? Was
it Makowski?
I don't know. I thought
somebody it was before that. Maybe it was Makowski.
And I think what's
you might
cool
be right,
about
Todd.
That story is it wasn't really the athletic ability. It was more the leadership.
Yeah.
And that's what you look for in anybody, in any job. You know, I can teach you the skills. I can teach you how to do the job. I just need somebody in here who's got some vision. And
I mean, he had, you know, coming out of college, came from a school that didn't get much notoriety, Tulane. You know, they didn't win a lot. They never win a lot, although they did win a big game this year, I believe. But anyway, so, I mean, he just worked, I think, free agent and just worked his way and worked his way and worked his way
I
through.
I love those stories.
I mean, that's the kind of guy he is, and that's, I think, why Makowski, it said James Campen would be the first player he took.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's coming on here in just a little bit, and it was funny yesterday when we were talking to him. Hey, Todd. And he was sitting in the seat in the plane in the airport, and you could hear the flight attendant. put down the electrical items. Like, sir.
Yeah, John, she's telling me to hang up here. I go, so what time again?
And then Mino goes, hey, remember that time?
Yeah.
And you hear sir, yeah. Sir, please put that away.
And we're still talking. So it'll be great to have James on. He's coming on in just a few minutes. Once again, one of the very big stories for around here, Tony Bennett, legendary GB player, of course, and a national championship winning coach, resigned as head coach at the University of Virginia. And like I said, I had somebody real close to him very recently say, you know, that NIL thing isn't his bag. He's not going to want to play that game. And like you said, Mark Murphy, Packer president Mark Murphy, at the steak fry. And he said,
Last thing I'd want to do.
He loved being an athletic director in college. And he said, it's the last thing he'd want to do now. That's how much things have changed in a matter of a couple of years.
That's got to, the pendulum swings. It's got to come back a little bit more. They got a little bit more.
I don't know. The reason I'd hate to be a coach, you get some kid, and let's say he had a bad game, and you bench him and you yell at him and things like that. And you know what he does? Puts his name out in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, I'll give Tony a lot of credit for he's true to himself.
Right.
I can't coach like this.
Yes.
You know, and I think I've been in places where it's like, this isn't me. I mean, somebody else can probably do this better, but this is not me, you know, and that's fine.
The game changed so dramatically.
Around
him. Amazing.
Right.
Yeah, around him. It's not like.
But he's financially good, right? Did he get a big
Yeah, he's fine.
That was news. I'm not talking out of school.
When he got the last bonus or whatever, he gave it to his assistant coaches.
Right, because
yeah,
and he grew up in a world where his dad didn't make a lot of money.
His dad told me when he started at GB, $43,000 a year.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, it's so I have all the respect in the world for Tony Bennett. Just amazing guy, just all around good guy, and I'm afraid that the business right now of college basketball ran him out.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it's a shame. You know why? College basketball needs a lot more Tony Bennett's. And a lot fewer of these other people, so to speak. I won't even name names, but, you know, these guys are just, I mean, Rick Pitino, John Calipari. I mean,
just,
I don't know
as long as you're not going to name them, John.
I don't know why they all have vowels at the end of their names.
I was going to say, sounds like mobsters.
I know. Hey, yeah. Something else.
I want to tell you something that's funny. Yeah. A guy sent me a thing. He found a roster from the 1938, I think, St. Paul's basketball team. Nagani St. Paul's basketball team. Because my uncle was
on it. You didn't have that.
But I got it now. But here's the fun part. I was reading through the thing, and one of them became the most powerful politician in the state of Michigan, and the other one became a Monsignor.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's leaving keep the balance in heaven and hell.
Puga Jacobetti became a Speaker of the House or whatever in the state of Michigan.
Who?
Puga Jacobetti. Real name is Dominic Jacobetti. But he became like just a powerful person in politics in the state of Michigan in Lansing.
Oh, the state house.
State house.
Okay, all right. All right. I never heard of him. All right, then that's okay.
But anyway, you know what? Actually, he never heard of you either. But anyway, so then the other was Monsignor Spogliati, who gave the worst sermons. He'd given a sermon for like literally an hour. Sermons. So those were two of the starting five in the basketball team. Isn't that kind of cool? They did really well.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
I think athletes, good athletes turn into very good people in the community.
Yeah. So. But I think that was a cool thing. I'm a senior.
Something else I thought was cool was last night, the game. I don't know if you watched the game. Saints.
I did not. How did you get? I don't have whatever channel they're on.
But they played the Broncos. And the Broncos coach used to be with the Saints.
Sean Payton.
He has beaten every team in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Like Aaron Rodgers has beaten every team in the NFL, right? Think about beating 32 teams. You have to. I thought that was
We had Yurko on the show a couple of weeks ago. Sean Payton was his quarterback in college.
Wow.
He said he threw the best post-games parties he's ever been to. We're going to set a quick break. When we get back, former Green Bay Packers center James Campen, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over, back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild subbing in for Dom Salvia on the next show. I'll be joined by firebrand Scott Ross, who's always fun to listen to. I hope you'll tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. October 19th, don't miss the fundraiser for Beaver Dam's Community Library Renovation Project, a costume contest and raffles from 5 to 8 p.m. And October 26th, it's Beaver Dam's Fall Downtown Fest. Trick-or-treat, casket races, a monster bar crawl. Plus, after the casket races, enjoy live music by Noah James Hittner at Ooga. Ooga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.